Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Die 229, Mombela en Tsanin 32, Johannesburg 27 grade.
Already got a crash on the roads. Bedford View N3 southbound, a crash at Von Beeren Road, queuing traffic even. Also, more queuing traffic, N12 R24 westbound, and that's towards the N3 south ramp at Galulies.
Die minister van elektrisiteit, Goseens Ramagopa, het aangekondig Eskom met nou reeds vir 26 dae ononderbroke elektrisiteit verskaf. Die minister het dit as 'n belangrike mylpaal beskryf. Hy het egter tydens 'n nuuskonferensie oor energie aksieplan gesê die stelsel bly kwesbaar.
I want to say to the South African public, we will not use the grid to play political football. I've been giving this update consistently. We've been showing the lines the trend lines. We've been sharing with you scientifically what is the kind of performance that we are making. We'll refuse to be drawn into that domain.
Die stigter van die Umkhonto Wesizwe party, Jabulani Khumalo, sê die hof se bewys dat die ANC se handelsmerk saak geen hom onnodig was. Die regerende party, die MK party, beskuldig dat hy die wet op handelsmerke oortree het deur 'n naam en kenteken te gebruik wat soortgelyk is aan die van die ANC se militêre vleuel wat vroeër ontbind is. Die ANC het aangevoer die gebruik van die naam kan kiesers in die komende verkiesing verwar. Die hof het egter vannag die saak met koste van die hand gewys. Khumalo het buite die Durbanse Hooggeregshof met die media gepraat.
No, I'm over the moon. I'm happy that the ANC has been shown ukuthi they can't fight the MK. We are unstoppable. Whether they like it or not, they must just forget it. We have won with cost, which is what we've been looking for even before. It didn't happen, but this time we got it. And they must pay.
Gauteng se ALR vervoer sê die provinsiale regering se visie vir die ontwikkeling van taxi-staanplekke is omvattend en inklusief. Sy het gister tydens in Imbizo in Pretoria toegespreek. Die ALR sê die regering gaan digitale toerusting instel wat sakebedrywighede by taxi-staanplekke sal bevorder. Gautrein-dienste is tydelik tussen Midrand, Centurion en Hatfield-stasies opgeskort. Dis as gevolg van 'n kragonderbreking. Dit het vandag tot vertraging
We are operating a bus service between these stations and we apologize to our customers for the inconvenience caused in this regard. We will keep our customers updated with regard to progress.
En ons sluit af met nog nie dat die buiteland die weermag in Israel het aangekondig die hoof van sy intelligensiedirektoraat het bedank. Dit nadat hy verantwoordelikheid aanvaar het vir mislukkings wat gelei het tot Hamas se ongekende aanval op die 7 Oktober verlede jaar. Hy is die eerste hooggeplaaste amptenaar wat bedank het. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. After 26 days, the electricity minister says load shedding remains suspended.
It's unbelievable. I mean, we could get used to this.
I'm
guys,
telling you.
You know, but have you seen the updated weergawe van die toep, Eskom se push? Yes, if you go and look there and follow the red dot, there's now, it's not just electricity shortages that they're warning about, it's water outages as well. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It's a sad idea, but hey, yeah, this is where we are. Water te kort. Sorry about all of the folks who got nailed on the Gautrain this morning. It is an ongelooflike story. Een van ons collega's, that it took him 2 hours, legit, to get from Hatfield to Midrand. 2 hours. And if there's no power there, the doors stay closed. There's geen vensters wat jy kan oopmaak nie. There's no lichtverzorging. So you're sweating. And of course you're in a carriage with people going, I'm going to be fired because I'm late for work. Yeah, reliability has got to be the supercritical thing there. Do you remember Chanel September? Of course you remember. She just read the news just now. But Chanel, do you remember ek het vir jou die story op Vrydag gelees, een van die oorsee koerante where the guy where the two Russian spies were caught in Germany and they used